Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast for Friday, September 18th, 2020. You know, I have another podcast called God, Trump, and the 2020 election, and I've been counting down the days until the election. It's only 46 days until the most important election of our lifetime. But today I decided to a Strang Report, which is my larger podcast. In fact, I just got some numbers today that I'll share in a few minutes. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear what I have to say about my own investigation into what really happened with the coronavirus in China. And it's significant because just this week, Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel, who I have a lot of respect for, had a doctor, a Chinese doctor, a lady, tell that the virus was formed in a lab and that the communists did it on purpose. And it's created quite an uproar. I've been hearing a lot about it in the media. And I wanted to go into the fact that in February, I was reporting some of this information. And I'll give you more information about it. I actually put it in my new book, God, Trump, and COVID-19. I believe this is one of my most important podcasts. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so excited to do a podcast direct to the mic today. A lot of times, or really most of the time, I interview someone. Of course, I've been a journalist ever since high school, and I'm used to interviewing people. In some ways, it's easier to just get people to tell you their story. But today, I wanted to share some things, and I've done this before. In fact, in the middle of the coronavirus lockdown in March, I had my largest podcast ever. 320,000 downloads, probably twice the runner-up. And I just never know which ones will take off and which won't. But there were so many questions about coronavirus at the time that I just shared information that I was gleaning from my book and reported it. And you can go on the Charisma Podcast Network, look under the Strang Report. The title was something about prayers and prophecies. I actually went back and listened to it. It was a pretty good podcast, but you'll have to judge for yourself. I just got some numbers today that the podcast downloads for the Charisma Podcast Network is just a hair under 41 million. And these numbers were as of this morning, so it may have even gone over. And then my two podcasts, my God, Trump, and 2020 Election Podcast, is up to 850,000, believe it or not. We started that in January. And when I'm talking about the election, when I'm talking about my book by the same title, I usually do that, but I just decided this was important enough. The Strang Report is more broad-based. I cover a lot of things. Most of them are spiritual. In fact, I like to say that my podcast is the podcast that encourages you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And while we're going to talk about the coronavirus today, you know, there's a lot of spiritual aspects of it. In fact, I had some podcasts that I've done over the months with missionary Dennis Balcom about how the coronavirus has affected the church. Also, some reports about people being healed of coronavirus. Of course, these are things that we cannot verify, so we try to be careful to say that these are what people are saying. But I believe in healing. I believe that God heals. I believe I've been healed of the common flu a couple of times when I was really, really sick. So I can believe that people are healed of the coronavirus. Of course, there are a lot of naysayers who don't believe in that kind of thing, but I do. And I think when we talk about the coronavirus, there needs to be the spiritual aspect as well. Now, with the Strang Report, I have just gone over 6 million downloads since day one. And the first couple of years were pretty small. The first year was only 15,000, not too big. And so far this year in 2020, it's right at 3.5 million. So thank you for tuning in and downloading and sharing this with your friends as people share it on social media. And of course, we share it on social media here at Charisma Media, and I do a newsletter on it and this kind of thing. But really, it's people like you who listen, and I appreciate it. So let's go back to February. People were just starting to talk about coronavirus. It only really got a name in January. They called it COVID-19. It was short for Corona, C-O for Corona, and V-I for virus, and D for disease. And they called it 19 because it was I guess, started. It was very, very late in 2019, but it should have been called COVID-20. That's my opinion. But Donald Trump banned travel from China on January 31st. We had a complete lockdown, as you recall, right around March 15th. So in that time frame, in February, I got a call from my friend Frank Amedia. He's a pastor from Ohio. I believe he's a prophet of God. He gets prophetic words from the Lord. In fact, I did a podcast with him earlier this week that you can check out. I think that was on God, Trump, and 2020 podcast. But he talked about how something is getting ready to shift, and God is going to shift it. And you'll want to listen to what he had to say. But he has a lot of sources and contacts, and he had contacts from China who told him that what we were hearing in the news media wasn't true. He wanted to release it to the press, and he would not be well known among the secular press, and I guess he probably doesn't trust them anyway. So he called me and said, "Do you want a scoop?" And I said, "Well, of course. What is it?" And he told me about this friend of his who I later talked to and interviewed. In fact, I did a podcast with him as well on some of the things that we're talking about. And I talked to him, I interviewed him, I asked him how he got the information. I verified it with a few contacts that I have that also have contacts in China just to see if it rang true. But I'll tell you that it sounded all the world like a conspiracy theory, because we were told that this started from some bats in northern China that were sold at a meat market in Wuhan. And he said that it didn't start there at all. In fact, I documented in my book, God, Trump, and COVID-19, I'm looking at page 20. And he said that there was a secret P4 or level 4 lab, that they already knew this virus could be transmitted from human to human, but the fact was never disclosed. Now, I didn't double check the date, but I think it was around January 20th that they were still saying that it could not be transmitted from human to human. And of course, a lot of people were already infected at that time. He also said that there was corruption that was exposed in late January involving the government and the Red Cross in Wuhan, and that they had collected more than 500 million won. That's their currency. I hope I said it right. But they didn't distribute it. And some officials in the Red Cross were removed from their post, and this scandal was publicized on a website. Now, this was not widely publicized over here. He also said that the Communist Party said that the outbreak of the virus started in a seafood or wet market, which was immediately scrubbed, washing away any critical evidence. And Jay said, and this is a quote, "typical Communist Party act." However, the first person infected had never been to that market, and of the first 41 people who were infected, only one-third of them never went to that market, not once. Most of the rest never ate bats or snakes during that period of time. See, they told us that it was in these exotic animals, and I've been to China once. I went in the late 1990s, and while I was there, we ate cobra. I had never eaten cobra before or since, but I sort of knew from my own experience that they ate exotic meats that we don't normally eat in the West. He also said that the fact that a third of the 41 people had never been there almost rules out the possibility that that was the original source of this plague. In the meantime, many scientists also suspected China's P4 lab, the top chemical and biological lab. This lab was a joint venture between France and China. It was established soon after SARS 2004. According to the contract, it could only be used for humanitarian purposes, not to develop attack capability. In the final phase of design and construction, the Chinese government took over and prohibited France's participation. Later in 2015, France discovered that China had cloned the original P4 lab, which was under contract for humanitarian purposes, and they had three other P4-like labs, and these were under military and civilian joint ventures that were outside of the original contract. So this sounded like a conspiracy theory, and if you go back and listen to my podcast, I said that we were getting information, we couldn't verify it. You know, we don't have contacts in China. We're not that kind of journalism organization. But I thought it was interesting, and by March, enough had come out and I had done enough digging that I felt that I could put it in the book. And so you need to get the book. There's a lot more about it. There's a whole chapter on China's role in the pandemic. He also gave a lot of other information that we could not verify. But I put it in the book and said, look, later on, this may prove to be true. And if so, you can see that this book, which was written in April and released on May 12th, had it early. But it is speculation, and there's no way we can check it. But he said that Canada had launched an investigation and arrested a Chinese female scientist who had secretly taken coronavirus to the P4 lab in Wuhan, China, without notifying Canada. He said there was a separate investigation and that the U.S. FBI had already detained someone that we called Lieutenant YQ. Now, these were the first initials of the name he actually gave us. And this lady was a biology student from Boston. And she also brought back coronavirus to the Wuhan P4 lab last summer. He also said that she did not disclose who funded her travel. So anyway, it sounds like some very sneaky things were going on. You know, the humanitarian aspect of this was to find out the causes of these viruses, how they reacted, how we could prevent them. But it almost looks like the Chinese were up to no good. And don't we have to believe that the Chinese government, which is so absolutely corrupt and dictatorial, takes away the freedom, or really they have no freedom, and the little bit of freedom they had in Hong Kong, they recently cracked down on. I believe that China is really our great enemy, much more so than Russia. And in the book, I also go into some things. I talked about this today on Dan Celia's radio program, that Trevor Loudon, who's a New Zealander now who resides in the United States and is an expert on communist tactics, especially as they target the West and the United States, that they have been giving money to some of these organizations that are pretty far left that are trying to flip some of the Republican states to being Democrat, that if they could flip three or four states, Virginia was the first one. There's very specific information in the book. I'm not going to take time to read it now. You can read it for yourself. It's all documented. It's footnoted. And when we don't know for sure if it's true, we say that it's our opinion or it's speculation. I believe that's what responsible journalists need to do. But isn't it interesting that in an environment which we're getting most of our information about coronavirus from the Chinese government, where a lot of our own media are parroting it, not even with any kind of skepticism, the Christian people are contacting their friends. These are Christian people in China contacting their friends in the West to tell them what's really going on, that it was much worse than they were reporting at the time. Remember, this was very, very early in this whole thing. I just thought it was very interesting that the information came to Frank Media. We reported it. We reported it responsibly on our Charisma News website, which you need to check out. Never have we been blasted for being wrong. Now, that may be because people don't take us that seriously. But you know what? We're doing our best to be faithful to God and to our readers and listeners, to be responsible journalists, to report the news. And of course, coronavirus is big, big news. That's why I actually wrote this book, God, Trump, and the COVID-19, How the Pandemic is Affecting Christians, the World, and America's 2020 Election. And this book is really a sequel to God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. It kind of picks up where the other one left off. And had COVID-19 happened when I was writing the book, of course, I would have included this the first time around. But it's really kind of part A and part B. Everything in God, Trump, and 2020 Election is still very valid, in my opinion. The issues that we face in our country, the leftward drift towards socialism, and now we're beginning to understand that the communists are even behind this. You know, before it was more of a military kind of thing, you know, with the Cold War between the United States and Russia that I grew up with when I was a child, and that really came to an end in 1989 with the fall of the Iron Curtain in Europe. But communism never went away in China. And China, you know, has become very prosperous since 1989, ironically. They trade with the world. They trade a lot with the United States. We've done some printing in China because the prices are so cheap. So things that we can afford, you know, it takes forever to get it you know, to ship it over here by ship, but things that we could afford. A number of things we have printed over in China, but no more. We won't do business in China anymore because of all the things that Donald Trump has brought up. And then, of course, we just made a decision that we don't want to support the communist government because, you know, the communist government really owns everything. You know, they let people do free enterprise, and there are a lot of Chinese people who've actually gotten rich. But it is not a good government. It is not godly. The church is persecuted in China. However, the church is continuing to grow. You could check out some of the podcasts that I've done with Dennis Balcom and some others on what is exactly happening with the Chinese church. And I believe that good is going to come of this whole COVID-19 mess. You know, it's shaken us to our core, but in some ways I believe it's separating the wheat from the chaff, even in the church. But in the wider culture, I believe that there's going to be such a desperation for the things of God that people are going to be open to the Holy Spirit in a way that they're not normally open. And this is a great opportunity, I believe, for the church. And I make this point in the couple of books I've read. And if you listen to my podcast regularly, you know that we talk about these kinds of things and that I have interviewed various Christian leaders who have said the same thing that I'm saying. So I'll wrap up this edition of The Strang Report. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing it with your friends. It'll be interesting to see the response that we get to this podcast and the things that I've shared. I've only shared a tip of the iceberg of what is in this book. So I hope you'll get it. And let me tell you where to get it. You can get it many places, including Amazon, of course, but it's easiest, quickest to get it from my own website, stevestrangbooks.com. And if you buy from our website, you get an autographed copy of the book, and the staff is bringing me lots of books to sign so that when you buy it through us and go to the website, and you can find all of my books. There's some bundles. There's special prices. You can buy the books in bulk quantities if you want to give them to friends, because really my books are an apologetic on why you need to support Donald Trump, imperfect as he is. But I believe that God has his hand on Donald Trump. I've said this many, many times. I believe there's even a hedge of protection around Donald Trump. I mean, with all the things that are sent his way, the attacks that are just tireless, every single day there's a new attack. But he seems to hold up to it, and I really believe that there's some divine protection there. So again, my website, stevestrangbooks.com. Earlier today when I was on Dan Celia's program, which we're putting the link on Facebook, you'll want to listen to it, he really emphasized the website, and I thought, you know what, I need to do that more. stevestrangbooks.com. We did it as a convenience. Of course, we sell many, many books in many, many locations, but we're happy to sell them to you individually if you'll go to stevestrangbooks.com. That's my name, and then the name books with an S.com. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. Be sure to pick up a copy of God, Trump, and the 2020 election and God, Trump, and COVID-19. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.